so complicated. And I'm hearing my echo. Okay, who is here? I'm going to lower your hand, Tanya. Please raise your hand only when I ask you. Bahich, Kate, Mark, Nico, Nancy. If I say I lower your hand, then don't touch it again, please. Nancy, Rhonda, Shirley, Steve, Tanya, and Trish. Okay, somebody is really sick. Let me see. Oh, Bahich, Kate. Tanya, you are sick. Kate, you don't feel sick, and I didn't ask you to raise your hand. Okay, so please listen to my instructions and follow it. I decide on your intelligence through your actions. If you don't listen, I know you don't listen anywhere. If you just raise your hand because it's a good idea, then I know you do that everywhere. And it's hard for me. Okay, I removed this person and she came back. Okay. Okay, she has attachments and it's already on my head. So hold on a second, I need to remove it. The more somebody has nasty stuff, the more insistent they are. That's my observation. Okay, so let me talk to Tanya first. She's coming back. Just bear with me, I have to tell her. I'm not going to connect to anybody. Okay, Anne, I removed you from the webinar because you have a jumping attachment. So I'm removing you now. If you come back, I am going to do something nasty. I don't know what yet, okay? Please go away. Okay. I don't have an easy life. You can't think I have an easy life. Okay, so what's happening? Good. All right, so I'm going to work with these 10 people. Anybody who comes late, I'm going to remove them. Okay, so as you can see, it is still a learning experience. I don't know anything. I don't know everything. I had and saw some additional things this afternoon. I spoke with a friend of mine, and he asked uncomfortable questions, and I actually saw some stuff. I don't know if I should share the recording, but I'm going to try to write an article about that, or maybe say it on the Sunday call. If you are in the 67 steps, you are already in that call. If you are not, you have to pay for it, and you have to that way register. I don't care whether you come or not. It's your life. Okay. So, which means that I will experiment with you. Now, just that you know, everything I do works, except what I need to find out what works for you, because you are not an easy person to train. You don't want to do, or you misunderstand, or you are more interested in raising your hand, or you're sick, or whatever, okay? So, the goal is, oh my God, what's happening? The goal is to have you connect to your tangerine spot, which is the first level of connecting to source, and be able to do that with your eyes open and stay that way, connected, while you do other things. I have found that people who keep on connecting with their eyes closed like a meditation, they stay the same. So I am canceling that. It is literally worthless. I am thinking of specific people. They can connect with ease, and they can't do this work, and their life looks like crapola. All right, so pay attention. If you have learned to connect, it starts the same way. Raise your hand if you have learned to connect with me. Raise your hand. That's it. Wow. Okay, I am lowering the hands. Okay, so the tangerine spot is here, which means it's just now what everybody tells you, this is where the crown chakra is. People who have learned chakras, if my audio is bad, I can hear it. Okay, so if you learn from other people and crown chakra and all that bullshit, this is where it's at. It doesn't do anything. That's a hard bone. Here, there's that actually ridge inward, and it's absolutely impenetrable. So the way to connect is at an angle through the tangerine spot. If you look from the top, this side looks. It's about the size of your palm if you are proportionate. If you're not, it's not a big deal. All right, raise your hand if you got it. Trish, if you're not here, then I'm going to just remove you. If you have to go and do things and take care of things, I am not going to have you on the call. Or that's Tanya. Sorry. Can't see. Tanya, you're not here? Okay, when I tell you to raise your hand, you don't want to do it. Got it. You're in bad shape, by the way. All right, so the thing to do is to slap your hand, not your dominant hand, but the other hand, not the one that you are going to raise your hand when I ask you. Put it on the top of your head, and nudge it backwards until the thumb is comfortably off the head, which means it's kind of facing your head, not on the top. I'm going to check if you did it right. Most people don't. Most people think it's too backwards, but the truth is that this is where your thumb will be, under it. Not on the tangerine spot. And this is where the four fingers are going to be. Okay? If you really feel bad, I think it's better if you don't be on the call. All right, and sideways view, the reason I am doing this, because your hand is here. Oh, where is my hand? Okay, here. Your tangerine spot is here, and your hand is here. Here's your thumb, okay? And what you want to do is find the middle of your back, not here, but here, okay? And then come on the spine inside your head and press against your palm. So the attention doesn't come from your eyes. It comes from the back. It's an energy. It's called attention. It has nothing to do with your eyes. when you look with your eyes, you are not doing attention, you are doing looking. And the reason we are using attention, because we don't want to engage the mind. You do it with the eye and you engage the mind. All right, now remove your hand. And only when I ask you to put it up again, put it back. Okay, so I'm going to do in alphabetical order. The alphabet is by the first name. So if you are Bahij, you are first, and if you are Trish, you are last. Okay, 10 people, so you kind of know where you are going to be called on. Be ready. All right, so Bahij, I'm not going to open your line. I want you to just do it. Okay. I'm going to open your line. Where are you located at the moment? The self.
I don't know.
Of course you do. Just close your eyes and feel it. There's a dense density there, maybe even glowing, depending on what you feel. By the way, Tanya, the buzzing is not a sound. Buzzing is like the skin, okay? If you were waiting for a sound, you totally didn't look into the dictionary. So you actually need to use the dictionary. The words that you use, you learned as a child, are not going to be enough to understand what I'm saying. Okay, so where are you located, Bahij?
Maybe it's the right side of my back, upper back.
Okay. Try again. And please look this time. Don't look for a pain. The pain is a pain. It's not where you look at yourself. Where you look at yourself, there is a certain aura, there is a certain halo. You honor yourself that way. So where is it? So this is the problem with you, Bahij, and that's why you are not moving anywhere, and that's why you are, until you can change that, it's not going to work. You actually need to be able to be present and tell feelings one from the other. And as long as you are blind to your feelings, even though you are kinesthetic, you're going to be just a tad I'm looking for a nice word. Yeah, well, I'll just say not that nice, but don't have a better word, like incompetent.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how to use it yourself. You have no idea. You're clueless. Okay?
Yes.
You need to get, first of all, clueful. Until you can locate yourself, the tangerine spot won't work. So I am not going to continue with you. You can stay on and practice with other people, but you have your homework to actually be able to find yourself, close your eyes or even with eyes open, and find the area that's buzzing, okay? That it's not sound buzzing. It's like the bubbling of seltzer on your skin. I'm going to tell you where you are. So it's nose is bubbling or buzzing, and the whole forehead, including the eyes, is completely lit up, which means you are operating from your mind. Okay?
Okay.
Nothing wrong, but if you can't find it yourself, that's not good. Okay?
Okay.
That is kind of disables you from being trained. Because you're clueless.
Gotcha.
All right?
Okay.
You can stay. I mean, I love you either way. I'm serious. I mean, I love you, but I can't train you. Because you are some some foundational that you are not able to do. Okay?
Okay.
All right, love. Okay, Kate. Okay, Kate, don't do that. Going through the emotions and taking me with you. All right, so where are you located, Kate? I'm going to have this. I didn't do it last time, not with everybody, but I see that unless you can actually find your where you look, where it's not where you are, but where, what you identify with. So Bahij identifies with his mind, and that's where he lives. Okay, where you are located, Kate?
My chest, my ego.
No. I didn't say where the heaviness is or where the pain is. It's actually painful. No, I said it's kind of like a halo. Can you imagine a pot of gold and it has an inner light and it has a halo. That's how that area feels. Okay, so you can close your eyes if you need to for this.
Is my eyes, my forehead.
Your what? Again?
My eyes and my forehead is lit up by the halo.
Correct. All right, so then find your tangerine spot. With your hand or without your hand, I don't care. Find it. You need to get out of the halo for you to find it, okay? Because
okay.
If you stay in the halo, then you can't find anything. And that's, by the way, how your life is going, right? You are in this little 5 cubic inches area, maybe 10 cubic inches of area, and everything else is completely ignored, and you can't even see it. Okay, so move and find your tangerine spot. Find it. Okay, you move 2 inches. That's not going to be enough. You need to go from the front of the head to the back of the head. And if you think about it, it's not going to be helpful. Okay, go. Oh, good. Okay, good. That's the tangerine spot. It hurts, so I don't know what you're doing. It shouldn't hurt. All right, and send up the energy from the spine. Don't stop breathing. Just breathe and send the energy slowly. And press. Press more. Oh, your teeth are hurting even. Oh my God. You are very forceful. You are a wimpy, forceful person. Write that down. Wimpy and forceful at the same time. Not a good combination. Okay, good. Good. It's working. Okay. So that is what you will want to be able to turn on and hold on to it with eyes open. So now open your eyes. Don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. Just continue breathing. Don't get stiff. If you're stiff, this is going to be useless. You can't live your life stiff, okay? You need to be able to shake your head and do all kinds of things and still be connected. Your eyes are open?
Yes.
Okay, it's almost perfect. The connection moved a little bit towards the ridge. So you are going to have to practice this. But so far, so good.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, love? Thank you. All right. Miko. Let me drink water. It's exhausting. I hope you brought some water. I don't know if it's exhausting for you, but it's incredibly exhausting for me.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi. All right, do the, where are you locating yourself? I haven't seen that because you're moving it. Moving left, right, down, up.
Okay.
Interesting. All right, so where are you locating yourself? Put your hand on it and feel the buzz. It's actually hot.
Is it my eyes?
No. No.
My.
There's no, no, absolutely no buzz, neither on your head nor on your eyes. It's in your, on your nose.
Okay.
It's hot. I mean, I am sure that it's hot because my nose is hot, and it's buzzing because of you.
My hands are sweating.
Sweating?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Really? Listen, in regards to our correspondence, there is no way you can grow if you think growing is a pleasant process. No, growing is not pleasant, and that's just how it is. So I'm going to have to tell you off if I ever want you to grow. So,
yeah.
And if you are going to stay a wimp and a wussy, because you can't even stay in a webinar where everybody is a bumbling idiot, okay? It's not just you. If you can't deal with it, then we are going to have some problems. See that, right?
Yeah.
You need to toughen up. You need to toughen up. And the only way to toughen up is to practice. I mean, ask your father to punch you, take cold showers, walk barefoot in the snow, do whatever you need to do to get a self-knowledge of being a tough person. Otherwise, you are not going to grow. You're going to just stay this level where you are. Too
right.
much noise in the background. No doors in your house? No doors in
no,
your house?
They're closed. My parents are just leaving, I guess.
If you talk this close to the microphone, I don't understand the word. I understood one word, parent. That's it.
My parents are leaving, I think. So.
Oh, so you are in a
making...
common area and there's no door between you. Okay, find your tangent
no, no.
spot. How can this be so loud if it's in another room? Well, whatever. All right, so find your tangent spot. You need to breathe as you're doing it, and so far it's not good. So, I mean, I kind of expect not just finding it, but already pressing it, either with your attention or with your hand or both. Otherwise, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know where your attention goes. I have no capacity to be able to find your wandering attention. I can find your wandering eyes. Because they are moved with muscle, but the attention isn't. Do you want to wait until your parents leave? Can I call you later?
Yeah, you can. You can.
All right, I'll do that. Okay, Nancy, are you ready? Okay, good. Go for it, Nancy. The first question is, where are you located? It's very hard to do it with the eyes open. But if you can do it, it's preferable. Okay. Your line is open, but not on your end. So you may need to unmute yourself on your end, Nancy.
Okay. In my head.
No, that's too big. So where in your head? It has to light up.
The forehead is what it feels like.
Okay, I feel you in your throat.
Mm.
Not fear, more like greed. It's okay.
Mm.
But if you don't know where you are, you don't know where to move yourself from, right? See,
mm-hmm.
where attention goes, self goes. Is that clear, Nancy?
Yes.
So if you want your attention to go, I mean, if you want the when your attention goes to the tangerine spot, you are going to locate yourself in the tangerine spot, but you need to move it from where it is.
Okay.
So that's why you need to know where it is. So if it's in your throat,
okay.
you have to go up, right? Up and back.
Right.
All right. So
find
your tangerine spot. First, you find your tangerine spot, and then you join it with the. If you don't know where it is, the reason we use the hand, because the hand can be a bumbling idiot, but it's going to find it anyway, right? But the attention,
right.
you don't want it to go all over the place. It's really not good. So that's why we normally help with the hand. Or with the yarmulke, the Jewish skull cap, because
mm-hmm.
it has some weight, and it's easy, therefore easy to find the tangerine spot. So please do it now. Do it with the hand first.
Okay.
Don't think about it. Just do it. So just for your edification, even about moving your hand, you were thinking about it.
Okay.
Darn, right?
Yeah.
All right. Is it in position?
Yes.
Press it harder so that I can feel it. Okay, good. I feel something. Not strong, but I feel it, and I feel it on the tangerine spot. Okay, now go to your back. And come up the spine and find the tangerine spot with it. It's pretty much heading that way. So it's not, it really goes in a curve. A curve that is natural for the attention to go. Okay, and press against your hand. Press strongly. Remember, the attention is a an energy. I don't feel you pressing. Good. I feel it now. All right. Remove your hand, but keep the energy. All right. Then look to the left. And look to the right. And look up. And look down. And it stayed on. Good. Good work.
Thank you.
Sure. All right, Rhonda.
I'm sorry, did you ask a question because it was unmuting?
No, I haven't asked a question. I'm just feeling you. That's you.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are you locating yourself?
My throat.
Did you read my article on the selfish genes, evolutionary psychology?
Yes.
About the mother not choosing?
Yes.
The child that they don't consider a good investment?
Yes.
Can you forgive your mother?
Yes.
Okay, so you're still lying. Okay. All All right, find your tangerine spot. With your hand first. Press it. I'm sorry, Emma. Normally. Press it. Press it so that I can feel it. I just need to get the location, okay? So muscle test says you are not doing it. So what are you not doing?
I don't know. My hand is towards the back of my head. My thumb is facing my head. I'm pressing down.
Okay, so hurt yourself. Press it so hard that it hurts. Don't be a sissy. Okay, I feel it. Good. Good. That's all I needed. I just needed for a second so that I can get where the thing is. All right, find your back. Okay, you went back to your throat. Okay?
Okay.
You need to stay in the tangerine spot and find your back. No, don't go to your throat. Okay, find your tangerine spot again. If you are still in your throat, you feel that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you can't or are unwilling to leave the throat, then it's not going to work.
Okay, I don't want to stay in my throat, so how do I let it go?
All right, so I don't know how you let it go, except that what I learned from that book, The Evolutionary Psychology, mm-hmm. is that you are run, the book says 100%. I know that some people are not 100% run, because I'm not run 100%, but you are run 100% by your genes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when I say you, I actually mean your genes.
Okay.
And you need to be able to wrestle power away from the genes, okay?
Okay.
Because your genes want you to stay the same.
Okay.
Miserable, self-righteous, arrogant, and however you are. Okay? So if I mistake, said characteristics that you don't agree with, it's okay. That's my take on you, okay?
Okay.
That's how you show up for me. So unless you can leave your throat, I can't train you.
Okay.
All right, so for now, I leave you alone. And Nico, if you are ready now, because there's no noise, I go back to you. Raise your hand. Nico, if there's no, still noise, evidently. Oh, no noise? Nico? Is it
yeah.
quiet now?
Yeah, I think it's better.
All right, good. Ah, you feel worse than before. Your whole
yeah.
chest. Your whole chest. When you will start to eat more appropriate to your type, which means do not eat vata foods. That's what it means. Being a vata means do not eat vata food. It means
yeah.
There's the noise. You are going to be more calm and less jerked around, okay?
All right.
If somebody is whistling, somebody's talking, where are you?
I'm in my room. It might be just that my microphone is, I don't know, sensitive.
Not directional. That's
yeah.
It's not a directional microphone, and it picks up everything around. Cheap shit. Got it. You find your tangerine spot? Don't move your eyes. Okay? And press it with the attention that's coming from the back. I actually remember when I was a student and I had to sleep when my parents were at home because I couldn't study, I couldn't concentrate. So I, at 5 o'clock I went to bed and I slept till 11 o'clock when they were ready to go to bed.
Yeah, so, it happens here too.
Yeah, so you not being able to concentrate is not just you. It's the environment.
Yeah.
All right, it worked. You need to be able to do that with your eyes open. I muted you. And turn and practice it. It will still take months. It's not easy. I mean, when I first started to practice, I would fall, literally fall. I would miss my step. Because it's a whole completely new state, so you actually need to practice so that you find your footing and you find yourself and you find it there, and then it sees everything, hears everything, but isn't limited by the stupidity of the mind. Okay, so that's the goal. If you think you can do it in one, it's harder than the guitar. I want to hear what you have to say about that. Miko?
Okay. I laughed.
You laughed? Okay, good. All right, so I'm muting you again, and I'm going to visit with Shirley. Hi, Shirley. How are you?
Long
time no see.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Oh, my God, you're giving me a headache. That's why I discontinued the connection course, because it's murder. And after a call like this, I'm not going to be able to do anything. I'm going to just go to bed. I did it on Saturday. I didn't do anything on Saturday. I went to bed. All right, Shirley. Close your eyes. Locate yourself.
I think I'm locating myself in my right temple.
Okay, I see that you locate yourself in your nose.
Mm-hmm.
So I assert that nobody understands the word buzzing, and nobody understands the word aura or glow. Raise your hand if I'm right about you. You have no idea what I'm talking about. That was very funny. So only the people who I haven't spoken with raise their hand, and in the end, Trish raised her hand too. So I don't know how to explain it better. Maybe you can do an experiment, buy some seltzer water, it means bubbling, it can be soda too, and just put your hand into it, and close your eyes, and pay attention to how it feels. And the bubbles explode on your hand, and it's pleasant and slightly ticklish. That is what I'm talking about. So pain or any other caca that you pay attention to isn't what I'm talking about. It's a bubbling. Now, the same exact bubbling you're going to feel in your tangerine spot when you locate yourself, relocate yourself there with the attention. Raise your hand if you got that. Alright, so find your tangerine spot. Blowing like a horse. Find your tangerine spot. If I feel the hand, then you are too much to the middle. Go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
If I am wrong, then just tell me that I'm not feeling you, I'm feeling something else. Okay, it feels right now. All right, now find your still hand there, find your attention, and press against your palm through the skull. So the skull in between, the attention presses on the skull and consequently on the tangerine spot. Why does it have to press? That's what activates it. Without pressing, no activation. So you can actually think of your tangerine spot and hope that you go there, but unless you press with the attention, it doesn't get activated. Activate me is temporary. It's like turning the light on. Excellent. You're doing it great. All right, now open your eyes. Okay. Don't be stiff. Loosen mm-hmm. your head. Loosen your head. And look left and look right and just look. Okay, that's how far you want to go. You don't want to try to read yet. You just want to be able to experience that even after you open your eyes and looked around, the connection stayed on. Pay attention to the connection. Okay?
Okay.
But you did good. You did better than I thought you would. Excellent.
Okay.
All right, love. Okay, Steve, how are you? Sorry I threw you off last time.
No problem.
All right. Afraid?
A little bit.
I can feel it. All right. So where do you locate yourself?
I feel myself in my ears.
Really? No.
Yeah.
No, left eye. Is there anything wrong with your left eye?
No.
But it's definitely in the left eye, okay? So that's okay. You just want to know. There's nothing wrong with anything. Even if you locate yourself in your throat, so who the heck cares, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not our job to judge where you locate yourself normally. We are here to learn how to locate ourselves on the tangerine spot, okay? Because that gives us power. That gives us the capacity to connect to people, to connect to reality, to allow consciousness to see everything. The difference between human and human being is almost 100% that. I mean, not all, because but I can't really. You won't really be able to keep certain capacities on if you remain tethered to the ego and the mind.
Okay.
All right, so find your tangerine spot. Use your hand first. Ruffle your hair.
I'm bald.
Oh, you are. Then ruffle your skin.
Your
skin. It's okay.
I'm doing that now.
I just want to feel you. Okay, I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. All right, now find your attention in the back. Raise it slowly, 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 while you are also at the tension spot. So it's a typical bilocation at this moment. And it hit. Okay, open your eyes. Take your hand down. Stay down, excellent. Okay, look up. Look down, move your whole head. Move as if there were a vase on your head, okay? Really gently, because at this point, it's not very stable. Yeah, excellent, Steve. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's perfect. Good. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Good. Good work. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel great. It's more of a different a different feeling.
Yeah. You're bigger. Feel bigger, don't you?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like a bigger person.
Mhm.
Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like. Awesome. Thank you, Steve. Tanya, I'm just drinking something. Guzzling water. Okay, Tanya. Are you there? Did you fix your microphone? I'm disappointed. You could have spent a little bit of time making your microphone work. Okay. Don't think about that. You don't need me to be your number. Okay, I hear you now.
Yeah.
I hear.
Okay, I'm sorry. The microphone was supposed to work.
It is working now.
Well,
it's working. I hear you.
Okay. I didn't hear you for a while.
Oh, well, there's a delay between Syracuse, New York, and Zagreb, okay? I had the same thing with the girl in Belgrade, okay? So just count on it. It's a couple of seconds. So if you don't hear me for 3 seconds, then I'm going to come on, okay? All right, so where do you look at yourself? You need to breathe. What?
Chin?
No. Well, that's
my mouth and my chin. Okay.
Mouth and where? Up and up or down?
Chin?
No, I actually feel. Okay, so I tell you where I feel you, okay?
Down?
So the upper lip, nose, all the way to. I never had anybody who. But it's like a very narrow. Like an arrowhead, starting at the upper lip. Can you feel it? If you think about it, the mind cannot feel. So if you go there with the mind, it's not helpful. Only the body can feel. So stay out of your mind. Don't think about it. Just feel. Okay, so you are still thinking. I can feel it. It's okay. It's just I ask you to look at yourself for two reasons. One is to see if you can even go there, okay? And the second is to know where the mind is going to go. You want to get sensitive. You always look at yourself at the same place, okay? So each person has a steady place that consider themselves. Where,
okay.
where I, I don't remember where I used to locate myself. I'm talking so that you cool off, okay? So I used to locate myself. I don't remember. There was a lot. Actually, I don't know. Don't remember if I ever located myself anywhere. Okay, so find your tangerine spot with your hand. If I were you and I would be just learning it, I would slap my hand on my head between last Saturday and today about 1,000 times. So how many times did you do it? They're slapping the hand there?
Well, about 100. I didn't really slap. I pressed hard.
Okay, I'm not sure what you're saying because it's a little distorted. But I heard the word 100. Okay, so you did it 100 times. Let me check if that's true.
Yes.
No. Less than 100, less than 90, less than 80, less than 70. That was 70, the 100. Okay. It's okay. I can live with it. 70 is probably a lot more than what other people did, okay?
Okay.
All right, I can't feel your hand. So do something to your hair or to your head or press it or do something so I can feel your hand on your head. Okay, I feel it. Go a little bit backwards. Okay, I feel it.
Okay.
Okay. And find your attention in the back and bring it up through the spine and slowly. Okay, I don't think you found it. You're holding your breath. You can't do it with held breath, okay? Attention will, when you hold your breath, you are not allowing life to flow. Attention will not move. Okay, and press against the hand. Excellent. All right, now open your eyes.
They're open.
And left, and right, and left, and right, and left, and right. Very good. Your mind didn't kick in. That's all I am interested in, if the mind kicks in. See, when you label things that you see with your eyes open, then the mind gets active and I can feel it. All right, good work. Feel better? Yes?
Yes.
Good.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. All right. Trish.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi. Okay, Rhonda. Goodbye. Okay, Trish. I spoke with Alex today, who is the other... Same soul correction as yours.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, where do you locate yourself?
In my throat.
No.
I can feel it's towards. There's a probably under my left eye.
Okay, the left eye is in. You have a huge location for self, okay? But left eye is included. The right eye isn't. Interesting. Okay, so all the way, including under your hair, okay? So the whole front from the nose up, the forehead, and even under the eye, about 2-3 inches. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So now we know, okay? Mm-hmm. You see, everybody is different. So I can't assume or can't tell you where you locate your, I have to feel it. All right, so find your tangerine spot with your hand. Don't hold your breath, please. Panting. I bet that you don't breathe enough, okay? So that's one way to be dumber than you are. You need to breathe. Because when you don't, when your brain doesn't get enough oxygen, it actually doesn't work well. So you need to actually practice breathing. Serious. You need to practice breathing. Because you're not getting enough oxygen, okay?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Not just when you need it, but in the whole day. It's like you're under a weight and you are holding your breath, hoping that you're going to survive it. But it's hard to survive when you are not your best.
Okay.
So practice breathing, okay? It will give you just more oxygen than you would normally get so that you can recover. I really want you to be my shining Trish, okay? Not who you have been being. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. Do I have a choice? All right. And, okay. And ruffle your hair with the tangerine hand. Okay, you're thinking. I can't do anything. So let go of thinking. All right. And do the tangerine again. Good. It's a little too, could go backwards a little bit. But I can live with that. All right, then find the attention in the spine and grow it like a weed so that it can reach the tangerine spot. Good. And now press. Okay. Don't hold your breath. If you hold your breath, it won't turn on. And you're not pressing. Do you know how I know it? Ah, just turned on. Excellent. Good. It's on. All right, open your eyes. And you look left, up, left, up. Do your sinuses hurt?
Not too bad.
Yeah, your left sinus is hurt. Okay. Don't think. You see, okay, so let me explain it. I'm going to mute you, Trish. So it was acceptable. It wasn't great, but it was acceptable. Because when I talked about your sinuses, you immediately started to think about it, which means you left theta mode and went into mind. Do you get that? There's no thinking about in theta mode. It's just receiving it. So in the normal course of events, anything anyone says or anything that you read or anything that you see, immediately you follow up with the mind. Like think about it, what you need. I don't know what you need to do. Is it true? Is it wrong? Is it like it? Agree? Wow, wow, wow. That noise, okay? It is rendering you moronic, okay? No matter what your name. If you can't just get, okay, what's the difference between getting and understanding? Anybody raise your hand? Why do I use the word get? Okay, Miko.
So, when you understand It's the mind. And when you get you, it just comes in.
Give me a metaphor.
So it's like
cake. How about cake? I don't like cake, but it's good to talk about cake because most people like cake.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Here's a slice of cake, and I'm offering to you. What happens if you get it?
If I get it, I just hold it in my hand. No, if I get it, I eat it.
Exactly. What happens if the mind kicks in?
I just hold it in front of me and do nothing.
Okay, so put it on.
Or I don't know, maybe put it on my hair and.
No, it's not physical.
Okay.
So you may say, I don't like chocolate cake. Why? And it's not, doesn't fit my diet, and I'm going to get fat, or it's too sweet, or too late, or what do you want from me? Get that?
Okay, right, yeah.
It doesn't matter what that somebody gave you a cake. You are not receiving it. You are talking.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what happens when you are in the mind. When you got it, you got it. You eat it, or you just put it down. But there's no chatter. So if you have been reading and couldn't stay with it, it will disappear.
Yeah.
You don't have to agree with what you read. You are intelligent enough to sort it out later. Being in the mind is fear-based, okay? That's why it's coming from the genes. The genes are fearful. It's the 10,000-year-old mind that humans were naked, and that they, at the effect of wild beasts, I'm going to mute you because of the sound, and the elements and animals, okay, or maybe even each other. So they had to be afraid. Going to the mind is not new. It's at least 10,000 years old. And it's a survival mechanism, but life has changed. And you are doing the same thing over and over again, eating your soup with a fork. All right, anybody wants to say or ask anything, raise your hand so that I can open your microphone. Mahij. You want me to do it again? Let's try it again. Is that what you wanted?
Well, I was going to just ask about, I just wanted to be clear on what I'd be practicing at the stage where I am is all.
You want to actually feel your body in different things, okay? And try to... like feel. Don't call it names, just feel it. Okay, that feels that feels don't turn it into words, because if you do, then it's not going to be too good. Because your big problem, your only big problem is that you live in your mind. And why do you stay there? Because that was the only place where you have ever had any success. Okay, and you got stuck.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so that's what you want to do. It doesn't matter what you feel, just feel. It's like, okay?
Okay.
You are going to, at some point, you are going to send me an email and say, I think I am starting to feel. Okay, I muted you by accident, so talk. Paige? Are you there? Paige? Did I lose you? That was weird. Because your line is open. And do you hear me? Anybody, raise your hand if you can hear me. Well, I was asking a question. You were trying to say something, Bahij, and I accidentally, my hand was faster than my intent. It's okay. All right, so I muted you. Anybody wants anything else? Nico, inquiring minds.
It's unrelated, but I wanted to ask you if you could please recommend a book for me.
Go to... Why?
Because I just finished reading Outliers and I'm keeping up with my everyday reading.
Okay, so go to the subscribers area and look for books and pick any.
Any.
The latest
okay.
book that I am talking about is there. This in Kindle format. The evolutionary psychology. It's very, very interesting. And I can put all the Kindle books that I have there.
Okay,
for you and for anybody. Okay? All right, so that's the way I would give it to you. They are all I have a software that removes the copyright thingy so that you can use it on another Kindle. All right, love, thanks. Anybody? Trish, what did you want to ask?
Yeah, Sophie, when we're practicing, can we keep our eyes open, keep our eyes closed, and then as we've just practiced now, and then open our eyes? Or I've been practicing with my eyes open.
Connect with your eyes closed and then open your eyes and pay attention if the attention is moving or if you are naming the things. You want to get to a place where you can look with blank eyes. You want to look with blank eyes.
Yeah.
You can understand blank eyes, right? It communicates.
Yeah, I understand that. Thank you.
Yeah. Good. Good. Excellent. Good question. Okay, anything else? Anybody? Oops. Vahij, another question. And Miko, another question. All right, go for it. Vahij, you just raise your hand. All right, I'll open Miko because I don't have patience to wait. Okay, Miko, what did you want?
Should I also start with just moving my head and not other things?
Yes, yes, yes. You want to practice the transition that when you go from just connecting to looking around, that you don't lose it, because it's very easy to lose it.
Okay.
We are going to do this until you get to a place where you can walk with it, read with it, watch with it, learn with it, do everything. It's hard.
Okay. Awesome.
Good. All right, Bahija, are you ready? All right. I muted you. All right. Anybody else has a question? No. Then we can say goodbye and I can go to bed. 4 or 5 o'clock and it's sunny outside. Cold, 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 but sunny. All right. Thank you, guys. If you can make it, or if you can come on Sunday, it's going to be a 5-part actually, but because it doesn't take one step to create a project, a plan for a project. But this is the most important one. All right, guys, thank you. Bye. And we've been out for all. Oh.